At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Henry has worked in the field of supervised visitation for non-custodial parents. She is the owner of Soul Custody Press. Her newest book is Soul Custody, Sparing Children from Divorce. Welcome to the show, Pamela.
Thank you, George. It's a pleasure to be here and talk about this very timely topic. So many people are touched by divorce on so many levels.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly excited to dig into it with you. Tell us a little about your personal lives, more about your work, and what motivated you to write the book.
Okay, so I am an unmarried woman who was married for 16 years. I've been divorced for 16 years now, raised 3 children. The youngest is 18 now. After so many years of shared custody parenting, and having been married also with children, I have a story to tell, which I did in this book, about why in cases like mine, it would be better to stay married. I don't know one divorced couple who regrets that they did not divorce. I know I read a survey that 30% of people actually regret divorce. And that's what prompted me to share my regrets, that I wasn't alone, that there were other people that questioned their decision years later, and I had to make use of my regrets. I could not let them sit there without sharing them in hindsight for other people who might be considering divorce. It's a unique take on this because of the work I've done in supervised visitation. I see such horrific situations of family members. And even though mine wasn't such, I saw that I had a really lightweight case, George, and gave in way too soon. So I wanted to share how my motivations to divorce were nothing about the real reasons really motivating me to leave the marriage.
Well, so much there. It would be crazy to me if nobody said that they didn't feel bad about it or they didn't have some regret. Does that mean that they wouldn't do it? It's such a tricky thing, regret.
Right. And I think in my case, the regrets were all about the impact on the children. And so if I could have done it differently, I would have stayed married for them and then come around on my own issues eventually. But I was in the book, I describe it as an escapist divorce. I found out at least 5 years later that I was running from very deeply rooted childhood issues that I was unwilling to face, but I was willing to sacrifice my marriage and my kids just so I could escape the reality of what I was going to end up having to face anyway in my life, but made my spouse and children pay for it because I did not have any legitimate spiritual or emotional or psychological reasons, legitimate ones for divorcing. Mine were all about trying to avoid myself. And years later, discovering this was heartbreaking because I realized perhaps with the right resources and the frame of mind. Well, I wrote this book as if I was writing to myself everything I wished I had been told before I did the deed, because it's a big toll. Petitioners are mostly women. And so those women out there who are considering divorce, who are like me, my message is basically, you too might not be leaving for the reasons you think you are. And so that's why you want to take your time and really think about what the impact on the children will be.
What a tricky spot to be in as a person going through your own stuff and trying to figure it all out, and you're married with children, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. At the time, you were feeling trapped. You were feeling like you weren't getting everything out of life that you wanted.
I'll tell you, it was the ultimate in self-centeredness, because I simply was not, and you said it, I was on my own trying to figure things out. I didn't consult with a married couple. I didn't pray to God. I didn't have a God to go to. I didn't have church people that I went and consulted to. I had counseling, but we were working really hard in counseling, but that's all I had. And we were basically fighting each other in counseling. And so I didn't have a lot of the things that in the book I suggest that people have, which is some kind of spiritual outlet that allows you to see your marriage through a spiritual lens. I failed to look at how God saw my wedding vows. I failed to look at how God views marriage in general. I didn't even really consider that divorce was not an option. I went into the marriage feeling I didn't go into the marriage with the mindset that divorce was not an option. There were many things I found out even after I wrote the book that made me think, how did I even have a chance? I'll give you an example, George. This is embarrassing to admit, but it's critical. I thought this lightweight contract I made with my 15-year-old, when I was 15, I had my first boyfriend. We said in the future that if we were married to other people, we could get together and it wouldn't be adultery because we decided it at 15. I didn't realize until many years later that not only was he the person I cheated on in my marriage, cheated with in the marriage, but that was a pre-existing adulterous contract I had before I even said I do to my children's father. And I was in premarital counseling for 2 years and individual counseling for 4 years before that even. So it's not like I didn't have help, but I was still missing some vital things about commitment that didn't even occur to me until after I wrote the book. And I thought, wow, if that occurred to me, the author, after I wrote this book, I wonder what's going to occur to people in their own lives after they read the book. Now, the interesting thing is, even though I think this book is for people who consider divorce, I've been getting feedback from everybody but people considering divorce, mostly parents in the situation, like step parents. One woman said that after she read my book, she apologized to her adult stepchildren for how she treated them growing up. I thought, oh, okay, so I don't really know who this book is for. I know I wrote it for myself and people like me, but even so, the children who come from divorce, you think, like me, I thought because I came from divorce, I would never inflict that on my children. But I think what happened, I didn't understand that I had a certain desensitization to the pain of divorce, because you would think that pain would prevent you from wanting to inflict it on your children. But if it was your experience and you're not in touch with the pain of your own childhood divorce, you're not going to notice that that's how it's going to affect your kids as well. So it was an advantage, you know, in some sense, because I worked hard, but it was a disadvantage because I did not have empathy until probably 5 years after my divorce. I way too late to be effective in my own marriage, not too late to be effective in someone else's marriage, if they could hear my message.
So much good, or so much important stuff, and certainly good stuff there too. My goodness. I know that whenever we have an escape route that's available to us, we're more apt to take it.
And, yes. And if I had not added emotionally adulterous affairs. Like, I thought they were okay because I wasn't physically acting out until after I asked for the divorce. That's when I physically acted out. But the emotionally adulterous affairs, emails with other men, and one-way affairs where they didn't know, but I was off in left field. See, that also prevented me from working honestly on my marriage. So you look at me trying to escape my own issues, but then I'm adding a romance addiction, you know, derailing myself from my honest process with my own spouse. And not, you know, that's a whole other thing. And I was so proud of myself for being a sober recovering alcoholic, and so proud of myself for being sober with the food even, and not having any acting out in any other addictions. But there I was derailing myself in these other ways where you don't think it's hurting anyone. And years later, you think, I was not emotionally available, you know. And part of it, too, is, oh, people say, well, isn't it lovely you found God after you left your marriage? Well, that's all well and good, but why couldn't I find God while I'm still married? Why is that a prerequisite for finding God? You know, so I want to encourage people. One of my favorite books about marriage is by Timothy Keller, the late Timothy Keller, The Meaning of Marriage. And one thing he says in that book, which I really think about it, is don't expect your spouse to do for you what only God can do. So I had enormous expectations on my children's father when really I should have been going to God for the things that I was looking for satisfaction in. And not only that, but being accountable to God for the vow to my marriage, you know?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price, exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
So when is divorce okay?
Well, that's a good question because, and I won't answer it. You know why? Because I know the Bible has its answers. People will answer that question for themselves. I'm addressing specifically the unnecessary cases of divorce. If 30% of people, me, myself included, regret divorce, then I consider all of those unnecessary. Because if you're regretting a decision like that, then not only does that say to me that there were alternatives, but it, number one, says you went way too fast in your decision-making process and the divorce process, because maybe you didn't examine all the options. This book is not for people in situations where anyone is being abused, or where there's domestic violence, or situations where there's an active addiction, where everybody is unsafe. These are for actually the majority of other divorces that are, I call, lightweight cases. You could read my book and find out if you have a lightweight case for divorce, not because of the quiz in it, but because you'll see, are there issues you're running from? Are your issues worth throwing your spouse and children under the trauma of divorce for the rest of their lives? Everybody's lives. There's 5 things I talk about that are the main things that have to do with the impact that we must think about And I don't know why it didn't dawn on me that from the point of divorce forward, I was only going to be getting half of my children's childhoods from there forward. And I was cutting in half their time by 50% with their father and cutting in half his time with his children by 50%. Why did this not go through my head? The sadness, these are the next two, the sadness and anxiety that permeate the family and the children, their lives for the rest of their lives, they have to deal with the overwhelming sadness and anxiety that divorce creates. Dishonoring God and my spouse, that's a huge one. Didn't feel I was doing anything wrong. I thought it was God's will that I be free, that I be a better parent separately. I was very much deluded. And then the legacy. You and I both come from divorced families. That's a legacy. If you repeat it, you get to pass on. The best I can do now, having passed on the legacy, is my little blueprint on, sorry, this goes with the legacy. This is the blueprint of lessons learned from, don't make the same mistake I made by divorcing with that legacy in place, because that's no fun for anybody.
It is no fun for anybody, for sure. So much of life is a story of commitment. I'm committing to my spouse. In the case of a marriage, I'm committing to be the parental figure. Should I be a stepfather or a stepmother in a situation? I am committing to personal development. At least I ought to be, from my perspective as a human being. I believe that one of the things that really animates me is my need to reach my ultimate potential, but that takes lots of different forms. I can't imagine that you disagree with me, but I want you to tell me if you do. Do you view that we as a society have, once it became okay and less stigma to become divorced, as I perceive that it used to be, that it just becomes a more popular option? You could tell me I'm totally wrong.
No, it's so true. We live in a disposable, instant society, instant gratification too. I do think people used to work harder to stay married. And I, in my own marriage, used to work harder to stay married and believe that I lost it somewhere about the time I started flirting with men who were not my marriage, not my husband. And I did have an ounce of compassion for myself, because I did discover that my inability to stay committed had to do with broken trust issues from abuse in childhood. And while that was a good discovery, it still made me sad that I felt that my marriage and family were ruined by my childhood abuse. And I had worked so hard to protect my experience from the effects of those who had abused me. And yet, when that one issue came along that I write about in the book, where my father disowned me after I confronted him, that was the exact same time I decided to pass on the rejection to my husband and leave him. I didn't want to face that abandonment, so I abandoned my family. I call it the trade-off. you hand it off. I was handing off the grief I was supposed to be feeling. That is what disabled me from keeping my commitment and standing on my commitment. And so while I did have compassion for myself, I was able to figure out why I broke my commitment, which helped me, didn't help the family, but it might help some other family just to hang in there. It's hard work. It is so much easier to run and escape from pain. And there's so much we can be addicted to and then avoid looking at ourselves in the mirror. And yes, it's popular. Did anyone, even in my own family, get in my face and say, don't do it to the kids, don't divorce. The message you don't hear often is the message in my book is don't divorce, stay married for the kids. I wrote this book to be that voice out there of, if you're an unnecessary case, don't do it, stay married for the kids, because eventually you'll stay married for you, if you're lucky. But it's okay to stay married just for the kids. There is all this entitlement in our society of, you know, I'm not fulfilled and this is not fulfilling me. It's a very self-centered. I bought into it. I fed into it. It's all about me. If I'm happy, everybody else is going to be happy. Well, what I didn't understand is that when everyone else is unhappy, I'm going to be unhappy too. So, you know, you have to look at it that way. But yeah, it's a children first situation once you have kids when you're married. But, you know, what's the first thing parents do when they, after they divorce, George? They say, let's put the kids first. Let's put their best interests first. That's the first thing they say once the divorce happens. You need to say that before you file for divorce. Let's put the kids first. It's the first thing they say after they put the kids last by divorcing. It's the first thing they want back is, let's put the kids first. Well, we just put them last. And so good luck putting them first, because now you're going to be living through tar. It's so difficult. It isn't because my kids turned out poorly that I regret a divorce. Oh, no, quite the contrary. It was them doing well in our shared custody. They were able to tell me the things and the impact and confront me. And we were able to heal and have forgiveness, and they shared the trauma. This is when I learned, you know, my kids were very open about everything going on, being in therapy from little kids forward. You know, and then I see now they're all 18, 23, 27. I see the effects of divorce in their young adult relationships. There's a book everyone should read, The Unexpected Legacy of Divorce by Judith Wallerstein. 25-year study shows the impact of divorce. Had I read that before I divorced, you know, why do you think it's just little kids that are going to suffer in the divorce situation? No, in their adult relationships, as they get in, that's where we're going to start to see the effects of the divorce, as they're young adults and they try to make commitments just like me.
Yeah. Just had that commercial jump into my head. I don't know if it was about drugs or whatever it was, but I learned it from watching you.
So, right. I don't know. This is what I.
It may have been
them.
Domestic violence, which is terrible, but.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway.
This is what I taught them, is when it gets tough, you leave. OK,
right.
You know, I also when it gets tough and you leave and you realize you did the wrong thing, you can go back and apologize and ask for forgiveness. But the damage is done. You know, and so what is the role model you want to be? Now they're charged with being the role models for their kids. I literally could have lived up to not repeating this legacy so they wouldn't have to, because there are a ton of other family legacies I didn't pass on. I didn't pass on family alcoholism. I didn't pass on family sexual abuse. I didn't pass on angry, screaming parents. There's a lot that I spared them from. I just wish I also spared them from this divorce legacy.
Well, Pamela, I can tell you this. It sounds like you are doing your best with what you know.
So. Yes. My daughter said the same thing. She goes, Mom, don't you think you did the best you could at the time? Yes. But what I realized is that God has given me all this hindsight because he has me on a mission, which is now to find people considering divorce and walk alongside them like I wish someone had done for me. Not for money. I don't really know how to monetize this, but you know, my book was published on Easter this year, and I still haven't found, in my best efforts, one married couple with kids considering divorce to connect with. I'm having a very hard time finding that audience that I seek. I have a lot of other people reading the book on the periphery of the divorce topic, but this is a hidden secret population. They show up at divorce court first. I don't think they tell people, just like I didn't. I didn't broadcast it to everybody when I was thinking about it. And that's part of the evil of divorce, is that it's a secret, silent thing that just ends up in divorce filings without much thought. And once it's set in motion, there's not a whole lot of backing up. So I am on a mission. I'm going to find these people and walk alongside them and help them stay married if they are a case like mine, you know, maybe as peer support. I'm not a therapist, for example. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Well, I appreciate our conversation. I appreciate your self-knowledge and your vulnerability to recognize I made a mistake and I'm interested in doing better now that I know better. And I'm interested in helping people who find themselves in the situation that I was. And all you can do is lead a horse to water, Pamela, which we certainly know. But I think that the work that you're doing and the book is going to have the impact that you desire. So thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? Most importantly, where can they get their copy of Soul Custody, Sparing Children from Divorce?
Okay, the book is on Amazon in 4 different formats. You can keep in touch with me through my website, soul-custody.com. And I look forward to helping you stay married if you're someone like me.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Pamela your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas, and share it with anybody who's married out there, because I don't think that Pamela and I have said at any point that marriage is easy. So we all need all the help that we can get. Get your copy of Soul Custody, Spare Children from Divorce on Amazon, and then learn more about Pamela at soul-custody.com. Thanks again, Pamela.
Thank you, George.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.